Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 1 Corinthians 12. Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore I inform you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, "Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. There are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. There are different ways of working, but the same God works all things in all people. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in various tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, who apportions them to each one as he determines. The body is a unit, though it is composed of many parts. And although its parts are many, they all form one body. So it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free. And we were all given one Spirit to drink. For the body does not consist of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But, in fact, God has arranged the members of the body, every one of them, according to his design. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I do not need you," nor can the head say to the feet, "I do not need you." On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and the parts we consider less honorable we treat with greater honor. And our unpresentable parts are treated with special modesty, whereas our presentable parts have no such need. But God has composed the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its members should have mutual concern for one another. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a member of it. And in the church, God has appointed first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then workers of miracles, and those with gifts of healing, helping, administration, and various tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But eagerly desire the greater gifts. And now I will show you the most excellent way. This is God's Word. We've already seen that the Corinthian church was divided by opinions about teachers such as Paul and Apollos, and by distinctions between the wealthy and the poor. Another divisive item in the church was the issue of spiritual gifts, miraculous spiritual gifts in particular, as we saw in verses 1 through 11. Miraculous powers, especially the gift of tongues, seems to have been a way to rank, according to the Corinthians, the most spiritual in their church. In this chapter, Paul taught the Corinthians that spiritual gifts are gifts, that is, they are not earned or developed by a believer who then has the right to feel proud. Instead, different gifts are distributed by the Spirit of God, as we saw in verses 4 and 5, And they're distributed for his purposes, not for our pride. We saw that in verses 6 through 11. The analogy Paul used to teach this was the human body, as we saw in verses 12 through 27. Just as the human body needs different organs and limbs to contribute different functions to the whole and for the whole good of the body, the church needs different people exercising different gifts for the health of the entire body of Christ. I never think about my spleen, but I'm glad I have one. Likewise, there are people in the church body who have very public gifts, and others whose service to the Lord's work and the Lord's body is practically invisible, but vital. How has God uniquely gifted you to serve him by helping his church? Have you figured out what you have to contribute and then found a place to make that contribution? Going further, God gave leaders to the church to serve his body, according to verses 28 through 29. We know from other passages that church leaders were given to defend the church, to instruct the church, and to equip the church. If you don't know what your gift is, if you need help developing your gift, or need help finding a place to use it, that's one of the reasons that leaders in the church exist. So, let's talk. One major undercurrent in this chapter, which will be developed more in the next chapter, is that whatever our gift is, or our role in the church body is, we are here to give ourselves for the good of the body. Our gifts and our ministries are to serve, not to exalt us or to be exalted for their own giftedness. And that's something we need to remind ourselves about and be reminded about continually, because each of us has natural tendencies toward pride. If you find yourself drawn to a ministry because you like the attention that ministry brings you, it's time to humble yourself before the Lord and ask him to give you a true servant's heart. If you like this devotional, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, and enter your email address there to subscribe by email to these devotionals. After you subscribe, you'll receive an email from me every day, and that email will contain a link to the daily scripture reading, plus a link to these devotionals. The daily reading will help you create a Bible reading habit and be in the Word every day, and my devotional will help you apply it to your life every day. This is completely free, and you can unsubscribe at any time, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me with financial support and think that the Lord would want you to do that, go to dailypbj.com/support to sign up for that. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.